Thursday edition. The guess who's back? Back again. No, not 65 cent. It's me.
Edition. I feel fantastic.
Oh, the big tummy acher. My little tummy hurts.
The if this is what a Pancha Karma cleanse is like, Aaron Rodgers is insane. Edition. And the how nice of Rob Domofsky, while I am down and out with food poisoning, to step into the breach. What a good friend that Rob Domofsky is. And I'll get to hear everything he said with a little Did You Hear This edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And alongside, as the Packers Hall of Famer, who I missed terribly and who made fun of me for missing the show yesterday, it is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Jesse, did I make fun of Jason? I don't think I made fun of him.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I did?
That's what I recall. Because I even said to you, if I'm not in the business, we shouldn't be in the business of making fun of people for taking a day off when they're not feeling well. And you said, oh, that's what he does to you. He talks in the baby voice. Because he does the sniffles.
Jason does do that. So I was trying to, you know what? I see how it is. I see how today's going to be. And I'm okay with it. So, Jason, how's your tummy feeling? Is your tummy feel better?
A lot better. Yes, a lot better. And by the way, sources close to the program indicating that our good friend and boss dealing with a similar bout of food poisoning. So it's going around. I don't think he ate the same place I did.
I hope his tummy feels better.
I don't know. Is he in the office today or is he working from home?
Not that Tausch would know.
Oh, burn.
There's a lot to get to. I want to get caught up. Rob, thanks again for stepping in and joining these guys. We appreciate you, buddy. But I do wonder, have you ever had food poisoning?
Yes.
Yep. So you know how much it sucks if you get legit food poisoning.
Yeah, I mean, I would have still done the show, but yes, it does suck. There's no doubt. I would have fought through and been able to do it, but I understand how it
is. Thank you for your service. I'll say this, I'm serious about this. So if you remember Aaron Rodgers talking about Pancha Karma and how that works and what that does to you.
I don't know if I need this visual.
You don't. I'm stopping short. Don't worry. I'm not going to give you any specifics.
You're getting a lot closer than old boy wants to hear, I can tell you that. All right, so take us inside. So you're driving back Sunday.
You just said not to.
Well, no, I don't want to get into that you have bleh, coming out of every. I don't need
Sounds
all that.
Sounds like there's not much
but
left
you
on
stop,
the inside.
Not, you stop at a restaurant.
Takeout.
Right? You stop
yep.
at a restaurant.
Takeout, yep.
And then how long after the takeout do you start getting those bleh?
So we're headed back from the girls' gymnastics meet in Cedarburg. We stopped off in Port Washington, got some to-go, did a little online order on your phone. I'm not going to put anybody's business on the street. So it was a takeout style restaurant.
Was it a chain or is it a local?
It's a chain.
Oh boy.
We picked that up at 7 o'clock. At 1 a.m., I woke up with excruciating stomach pain. I know I'm soft. I know that's my brand. It really, really hurt.
Like
it was
gurgling
bad.
Or like sharp
gurgling
pain.
And sharp pain all in one. To the point where I did the curl up in a fetal position, hoping it feels better, and it doesn't.
Oh. We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
I was grumpy. And so I was in the bathroom for a variety of different experiences, pretty much off and on until about 7:45.
Is it rude that I was thinking about doing my colder read right there? What are you talking about, your back? All right,
no.
Continue.
Luckily, I didn't cause any lasting damage to our bathroom, so it doesn't need to be redone yet.
New toilet?
And so then I informed you guys. And the other problem is when you lose that much of what's inside you, you get dehydrated. You're very. So I was like weak. My voice was, I feel fantastic-ish. I mean, I was. Yeah. I think, all kidding aside, you know, in part just because I don't want to give Wally Pipp over there any opportunity to try
I
and steal my
Jesse
job.
I told Jesse that. I give you a lot of grief. You are a worker. I've never said that you're not a worker.
So when I said I couldn't go, I love you too, right, buddy. So when I said I couldn't go, I did not feel good about it. But then, like, I just, there were a few more trips to the bathroom. I fell asleep because I didn't sleep hardly at all. So I missed a portion of the show because I wanted to listen, and instead I was sleeping. But the great thing about food poisoning is once you have gone through the panchakarma cleansing, that by the end of the day, you feel better. Like, I still, you know, I hadn't really eaten anything. I had a little bit of toast last night. But I was able to, you know, be reasonably feeling okay, and I knew that I was going to do the show today. My question then, for those of you that have had this happen to you.
You a ginger ale guy or what? Because I always use ginger ale as a big bounce back.
So Gatorade has this Gator Light. It's like Pedialyte for kids to get you rehydrated. So I drank that. It's like Gatorade, but it doesn't taste as good. So I drank a few bottles of that.
Why not just drink Gatorade then?
Because I think this is even more hydrational. That's at least how they bill it. I think it's what allows them to sell it for a higher price is what I think it is. But it worked because I felt a lot better by last night. My question is, when do I go back to eat at this chain? After having this experience. Because yeah. I can tell you when I'm going back to eat there.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
It all depends. If it's something you really like, you're going to go back. But obviously, you have emotional remnants that come from, you know, that taste, and then that taste sticks with you as you're panchakarma-ing. So I understand where you're coming from, but I've had that with a certain genre of food, but I love that genre of food. So whilst I'll say, nah, I'm not going to go back, I go back. You're going to go back. Unless this is a place that you're not really that fired up to go. But if you like this place, are you going to name the place, or are you leaving that out on the...
Here's what I would say.
Probably not, I would say.
I'm not going to, no. But here's what I would say. It could be just one rogue actor who didn't wash his hands or undercooked the meat that was included in my...
The fettuccine Alfredo type of deal.
Poppy with the coming out of the bathroom and making the pizza for Jerry Seinfeld. So I don't want to hold it against the chain in its entirety. At the same time, there is a mental block there that I don't think I have not gotten over it from previous experiences with this. I don't eat at two other restaurants because of this having happened to me in past years. So I don't think I'm ever going back.
Are people coming at you? It sounds like you get food poisoned a lot.
Three times in like 40 years, I don't think is that much.
That's not bad. That's a good ratio. Yeah, I go back. At some point, I'm going to go back.
Paula, meanwhile, tuning in apparently. And we're running out of restaurants because of you. She's not wrong.
Burn.
Yeah. So you're going back eventually. Jesse?
Yeah.
I had food poisoning in college, my freshman year. Got it from a pizza place.
That's called being hungover.
No, it's not. And even when I was taking care of things in the dorm bathroom, the RAs were standing there, and I could hear them muttering out while I'm throwing up in the bathroom. Oh, on a Sunday? Really? I can't believe that. I'm trying, like, in between. I'm like, I'm not drunk.
It was very irritating.
Did you say it like Sideshow Bob
well,
or whatever
I mean,
that voice was there?
Never mind. It's a disgusting thing to think about.
All right.
But I did go back to the pizza place. I went back to the pizza place about a month later. You take a little break. Eventually, you know, especially in Peoria with the pizza places, they only had so many to choose from. Everybody else wants to order it at some point. You just end up getting back on the horse. You got to chalk it up as a one-time experience and not hold the entire, especially if it's a chain place like the pizza place was that I went to and like it sounds like you had. It's not like it's something that's across the board unanimous. Every location is going to have the same situation. It's probably one incident with one particular thing. Take a week, take a month, get back on the horse.
The poll question that I have posted related to this has 460 votes in 17 minutes. So apparently I'm not the only one who's gotten food poisoning. If you got food poisoning from a local restaurant, as I did, causing me to miss yesterday's show, when would you eat at that restaurant again? Your choices are whenever, just bad luck, someday but not soon, or never again, dunzo. Tausch, how do you think this is breaking down?
I think never again, dunzo, in a small victory over sometime in the near future. I think the top one doesn't get much.
Never again, dunzo, 51%.
Yep.
Someday, but not soon, 39%. You're so good at this, it's amazing. Yeah, whenever, just bad luck, 10%.
Yeah, that's about where I would have had it. Maybe a little bit higher for never. But are you sure? There's a lot of flu stuff going around. Are you sure it's food poisoning?
I am.
Did Paula and the kids get the same food?
No. I mean, they all had some French fries. No issues.
Well, I think my French fries.
I think
we're starting to whittle this down. I think I know where you went. Just wait. So you got like a fish sandwich?
Undercooked.
What did you get? What did you get? Without giving, like, don't say McQuarter Pounder or whatever.
I think the meat was undercooked. I think that's what it was.
So it's chicken.
I am not putting anybody's business on the street.
Well, maybe. As we know, hamburger can't be undercooked because you can eat that big ball of onion meat and be fine. It doesn't whatever that's called again, gremolata or whatever it is. This, so you had chicken and it was undercooked.
So no
chicken.
One is sick. So here's how, first of all, to answer your initial question, no one is sick. And it's gone. It was gone by last night. Like, this was food poisoning. Okay, I understand that sometimes you could think you have the flu. In this instance, I feel very confident in my self-diagnosis. Okay. And I also took a bite, and here this is where it's my fault. I took a bite, and I did think, this seems undercooked. And of course, instead of doing the smart thing and throwing it away, I finished eating it. So that part's on me.
I respect that. I got to say, I respect that move, though. I do.
Power through. Yep.
Yeah,
I was really hungry.
It might be me, not it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I feel very confident it was food poisoning. And again, I feel fantastic. My voice doesn't sound quite as good as it normally does, but
I feel fantastic.
God, that was such a fun time. Like, not for you.
I honestly feel like that sounds better than what I felt like it sounded back in that time frame.
Yeah, I think compared to the way we usually expect you to sound, we look back on it now, it doesn't sound as bad as it seemed. But at the time, man, you you were struggling in a big way. Much like some people struggle with high energy bills, and they're not smart enough to make the call to Gina Della, just like I wasn't smart enough to stop eating that undercooked meat.
7 days. Seven. You got 7 days before whoop, rates go up, all the other stuff, and it's time to get to PellaWI.com to get this going. 7 days, and even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold out where it belongs. You can help kick those January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up until 2029. Again, that is no interest all the way to 2029
If you book by January 31st, and that is 7 days away, visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply.
We'll talk about actual sports instead of my digestive system next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado and I've iced down a six pack.
If you missed yesterday's show like I did, you've always got Wisconsin On Demand presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Thanks to David and his team for supporting the show and for supporting Wisconsin On Demand. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. If you go there, you'll hear Rob Domofsky's visit with the boys. Or, since you're listening right now, you can hear him as part of Did You Hear This?
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This? On Wildy and Tausch.
I listened back to Rob Domofsky on with us yesterday. Tausch, he was good.
Yeah, I listened to the 10 o'clock hour. I skipped
You skipped Rob. Okay. Well, then let me replay a few things for you here.
So before you do that, Jason, Marcus Morovich on Twitter just tweeted at us and said, when you're at the restaurant, that chain that you went to, just order something different. I think that's a good way to do it. Kind of ease yourself back into it.
So the other question I have is, do I have any measure of responsibility to contact the restaurant?
No.
What are you going to do? Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not looking for, like, a gift card or anything because I'm not sure I
want
to eat there anymore.
Do you want some vouchers? Or?
I don't think it would hurt. It wouldn't hurt to call that specific location.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Do I need to notify them?
I'd say, just wanted to let you know. I don't know if anyone else has said anything, but I had a...
Right, that's what I'm asking. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, that's a responsible thing.
I'm not looking for, you know, hey, you can eat here free for the rest of your life. Because I'm not sure I would anyway. But I'm curious if I have some responsibility.
Oh, I bet you would. I bet you'd change your tune if you got free food forever.
Into perpetuity, yes. Just order something different. Great advice from Marcus. All right, let's do Did You Hear This?
Rob Domofsky joined us yesterday on Wildy and Tausch. Here's one thing he said about the Packers' defense down the stretch of the season.
You just wonder if it's a little bit of fool's gold. You know, I'll equate it to like a basketball equivalent where a team that's not a great three-point shooting team comes out and makes like five threes in a row right at the start of the game, and all of a sudden they think they're a great three-point shooting team, and they keep jacking up shots, and eventually it comes back to haunt them. Like, that's what I wonder, you know, if could that happen in this case? And I think there's a decent chance it could.
Since Jason wasn't here yesterday, we'll let Jason go first on these. What do you think of Rob's assessment there?
Well, first, what did you think of his analogy, Tausch? Because you're the king of the analogies. Is that a good analogy?
I thought it was okay.
I mean, he loves his basketball.
Yeah, I understood the point of what he was trying to say. I think, you know, for Rob, some of the other stuff that we discussed I thought was really interesting about the Jerry Gray piece, and there's a lot of things that are coming up that I found a little more interesting than Rob's analogy, but Rob was good as usual. It's always good with Rob. Always. Best beat writer in the business is what he told me.
I would agree.
No, he's self-proclaimed, and I said he's really good.
He is very good. No doubt about it.
Really good.
Really, really, really good. I agree with him. I do think it's fool's gold. It's why I thought that they should have a defensive coordinator change. I don't think, again...
That ain't happening, Captain.
It is not. No. As he reported, they all went on vacation. No one's getting fired while they're on the beach in Aruba. But I would say this, and I keep going back to this, why it's so hard to see the fact that a near mutiny was occurring as something that you should still bring that guy back? Like, Tausch, you've been in locker rooms you've been with disgruntled teammates. But when it gets to the point that it was at with that secondary, that makes me wonder if bringing that same guy back just because you had four games where you played pretty well or five games where you played pretty well, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Nah, we're running it back, baby.
Hard to argue.
You owe me an apology.
I did. I put it in my lead of my story in the State Journal this morning. I used the phrase run it back.
He did not say we're running it back. We're going to keep all the coaches and we're going to try to keep all the players, but he never said run it back.
He never said those words. That's true. It still remains true.
Did you hear this?
Next up from Rob, he talked about the assistant coaches and perhaps being one of the areas of the most improvement for Matt LaFleur.
The grass isn't always greener when you're, maybe decide to make a move. Does Matt LaFleur still have a lot to learn as a head coach? Sure. I think hiring coaches is one of them, and maybe his greatest weakness in terms of not necessarily hiring guys, but not firing them. Like, what did Ron Wolf always say? Like, your biggest mistake is living with a mistake too long. I'm paraphrasing, but basically, you make a mistake with a player, you make a mistake with a coach, and then if you keep them too long, you've even made the mistake worse. So I don't think that pertains to Matt LaFleur in his coaching situation. I do think, though, it could pertain to Matt LaFleur in his choices of position coaches, coordinators, etc.
Kind of bold criticism, Jason. What do you think of what Rob said?
Yeah, he's right again. That's why he's the best in the business. I mean, it's true. Like, look at Ron Wolf. Tausch's draft classmate, Joey Jameson.
Joey Jameson.
Yep. That's a fifth-round pick. You drafted him to be a returner. Do you stick? Yeah, give him a year. Give him a Amari Rodgers year to see if he can figure it out. No, that's not what Ron does. He was gonzo. Ray Rhodes. 1 year, 8-8. Now, among Ron Wolf's biggest regrets, not hiring Andy Reid, who was right there in front of him. Goes has a bunch of success in Philly. Goes and has a bunch of success since then in Kansas City. He admitted that he blew that, too. I love that about Ron. When he made mistakes, man, he owned them, and he did not live with them. I think Joe Barry's a mistake. I think Rob is right that he's living with that mistake. He had so much trouble. And, again, I like Mo Drayton. Great guy. Great guy. Love sitting at gymnastics practice with him and talking. But look how long it took Matt LaFleur to fire him after what happened in the San Francisco game. He doesn't feel good about that, and nor should anyone. Firing people sucks. I can't imagine how much difficult it is, especially if you like the person. But that's a big boy league. And I don't think Matt LaFleur feels all that comfortable with that part of the job.
Ooh.
Do you think he feels comfortable with that part of the job?
No, it's just weird that you said it. I definitely think he doesn't. That's
which again comes with being but we had a conversation last week about is he too nice? Right?
He is. No, he is too
nice to Aaron Rodgers.
He needs to take back. I think this should be a big wake-up call year for Matt. He was riding high and on the wings of pastrami, never had any issues, and then this year's kicked him in the teeth.
Are you sneaking in guesses of what I ate with your remarks? Is that
No. That's a Seinfeld. That's a Seinfeld quote. Come on. And I think Matt LaFleur, he gets walked over a little bit. He's going to have to take back ownership of this football team from his perspective. I know you always want your players, and I'm with him on that. But if things need to be done and hard decisions need to be made, he needs to make them. And by not making them, he's putting his own tail on the line.
Did you hear this?
If this defense stinks next year, Joe Barry's going to take the fall, but Matt LaFleur is just as culpable. Just as culpable.
Sound graph. You're right. You're right, because he kept the guy that he shouldn't have kept, if that turns out to be the case. And on the flip side, if they're great and Joe Barry has success,
absolutely,
give him props for not taking the pressure from us and keeping the guy he believed in.
Okay.
Speaking of next year, Rob Domofsky Last clip from him, and did you hear this from his appearance yesterday with us? Reading the tea leaves on Aaron Rodgers.
I think this is an educated guess from what I'm reading the tea leaves a little bit and talking to people in the organization. My suspicion is that if Rodgers wants to come back and play, that they wouldn't tell him no, but if he desperately wanted to play somewhere else, they'd say, okay, fine. And if he doesn't want to play at all, they're fine to move on to Jordan Love. I don't think they're like in the situation where they were the last couple of off seasons where they absolutely are begging him to play. So all those things add up to the possibility that, yeah, they could move him.
I guess it's kind of stating the obvious, but
well,
it's different to hear it that way.
Rob obviously took a lot of grief last year for the unlikelihood of returning for him.
Yeah, he was, and I think he was wrong by like 97%.
And I think the folks that he talked to that he based that opinion on were well-connected people. And I don't think, here's the thing, I don't think Rob was as wrong as he seemed to be. I think in the end, it goes back to what I was right about, though, is that in the end, Aaron Rodgers caved. He wasn't willing to, what's the line from The Godfather, he wasn't willing to go to the mattresses. He wasn't willing to leave. Like, when it came down to it, and force his way to Denver or San Francisco or whatever it was going to be, he didn't have the stomach for it. Kind of like I didn't have the stomach for my sandwich the other day. He didn't.
Oh, a sandwich now. And fries. Wow. Okay.
And so,
starting to come together.
And so I think the information Rob was getting was that's the way things looked like it was trending. Now, 5% maybe was a little bit low, but the bottom line is I don't think that the information he was getting and the way Rodgers was feeling last year was wrong. In the end, though, he didn't have the stomach for it, and that's how he ended up back there. And not a bad thing, right?
No. So before we move off of Domofsky and move on, the clip that I thought was most interesting, what I wanted to get your opinion on, was you were advocating for Jerry Gray to be an interim DC after the Philly game. You thought Jerry Gray has the better pulse on what this is. And Rob's point yesterday was he'd never heard a defensive coach basically say, ask the coordinator the scheme, that ain't my scheme.
Yeah.
Which is very, you don't hear that. And now Jerry Gray's contract has run out. They have to give him a new deal, or he is a free agent in the coaching community. Your take was he had kind of kept that mutiny under the surface by doing some things with the DBs. If he's gone, do you think he's gone? And B, how much is that going to take Joe Barry reassessing what he's doing if Jerry Gray doesn't come back?
So I will listen to that on Wisconsin On Demand. So I didn't hear exactly what Rob said, but I was there the day that Jerry Gray said that in a press conference. He was asked about the scheme, and that's what he said. It's not my scheme. Ask the coordinator. I would take and use those context clues to say I don't think he really thinks very highly of Joe Barry.
I would agree.
I think he has been a defensive coordinator at two different stops. He was a four-time Pro Bowl player in this league. The players respect the hell out of him. He can get after their butts when they need to, and they respect it, and they can come to him with issues. I do think he prevented the mutiny from creating even more problems. And if he's not here, it's because he doesn't want to work for Joe Barry, and I think it weakens their defense.
Or he wants to be a DC and he's got an opportunity somewhere else.
Yeah, it looked like when he went to I think he interviewed with the Bears, it wouldn't be for defensive coordinator. It would be this kind of like Mike Pettine had this role with the Bears, and then he had it with the Vikings this year where you're like a senior defensive assistant, an assistant head coach.
Yeah, that's because you can keep getting paid from somebody else. Is this just a money play? Is Jerry Gray back with the Packers next year?
No.
Ooh.
Sound graph. Like, if you're... It's a very brief sound graph. No! Because if you... Here's the problem, right? And look, we give each other a hard time on this show. But if you really and truly don't respect or don't like working with or for someone, and you have the opportunity to go work somewhere else, are you staying? Like, if you're him?
Aaron Rodgers did. There's a lot of issues that come into play, but I did not. I remember when that whole scenario played out. And I am not as, I guess, the inner workings of the politics of how this all works. What I mentioned, the Ben McAdoo piece, and letting your contract run out when you can no longer be blocked from any promotional opportunities. So Jerry Gray, who doesn't want to have another year of security contract-wise when you can leave and go and be promoted? You can't take a lateral job, but you can, if you're not a coordinator, you can go and, you know, interview for these other jobs. When you don't roll that contract over, that tells me you don't really want to be there. You want to be a free right. agent, and you want to go. Coaching is different than playing, and that's where Jerry Gray's at. So I think he's probably gone, judging by reading the tea leaves like Rob has done.
And if you factor in two things. One, Matt LaFleur, not nearly as block. He's not the Dikembe Mutombo of job opportunities for his assistants like Mike McCarthy was. Mike McCarthy blocked everything, right? It made guys mad. It was the one thing that he and I have argued about where we actually both raised our voices. Like, he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Now, two, so Matt LaFleur doesn't do that. Two, it happens after he's already worked for Joe Barry for a year. It would have been last year before going into this season that he chose not to roll over to extend his contract. What does that tell you? Because I'm guessing if Mike Pettine was still the defensive coordinator, he wouldn't have said, no, I'm not going to take on another year. So again, that means to me anyway that this was maybe an issue even going into the season, not just during this season. All right, we'll shift gears again. But that was good stuff. Thanks again to Rob for filling in. You can get the entirety of his visit on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Gruble Offices. One call. That's all. You guys also did a poll while I was gone, and I just finished voting in it. We'll tell you what the poll was and what the results are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Question from yesterday. I would have been, by the way, if Tausch had put this in the field while I was gone on at Mark Tauscher 65, that would have been the ultimate kind of stick it to me for not being at work. Then he finally posted a poll on his own. Instead, it was at Wilde and Tausch.
The streak lives on.
Indeed. After watching the NFL playoffs this weekend, at Mark Tauscher 65, says the Packers are not very far from competing with the top teams in the league. Do you think Green Bay is close to competing with the top teams in the NFL? Yes, they're close. No, still far off. There's an hour left if you haven't voted.
Yeah, it took a lot of shrapnel for that again. I'm a shrapnel taker when it comes to the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed.
I voted with you.
Thank you for your service.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Well done. What else did I get yesterday on the text line? Warrior, Jordan-esque.
Yeah, Jordan played, but...
Yeah, I was the one that pointed it out, I might add.
Yeah, and he actually like played at a high level, too.
Tausch did call you Warhorse yesterday. Warhorse Wilde.
You are a Warhorse. Yeah, so for all the grief I get about the grief I give you, I respect your game. You work hard. I've always said you're a worker. Never once did I say you're not a worker.
You're just not nearly as good as the other beat writers.
And you're Johnny Hedger, but you are an old warhorse. You log miles. You're a mile logger.
I eat up innings.
Yes. You're the Bob Wickman of this show.
I'm Mike Caldwell. Who turned 74 yesterday. Happy birthday to Mike Caldwell, former Brewers pitcher. 60.9% of the respondents to this poll said no, they're still far off. 39.1% voted with me and Tausch. Yes, they're close. Why are you taking shrapnel on this? Is it just frustration?
Well, because I think it's because this was an 8-9 team that was super inconsistent and didn't show a lot of life for a vast majority of the year. And that's why it's, oh, you're crazy. And when Roger said you're a couple pieces away, I agree with him. Now, the question is, if the Packers don't agree with that, and again, I think this is where that split is so interesting, because we saw the split is at 70-30 now, get rid of Rodgers, which is absurd compared to what we heard last year. But I get why people, I understand why fans feel that way. It comes back to, you guys are going to get sick of this, but this is the same thing as my Eddie Lacy and some of my other things. Jordan Love could have won 8-9.
Yep.
That keeps in my head, and fans have the same, beliefs. So from the Packers' perspective and from fans' perspective, if you don't think that they're a piece or two away, what on earth are we doing here saying we're going to keep Aaron Rodgers then? If you really feel like we're that far away, it makes no sense to keep Aaron. None. And maybe that's why there's that corollary, a big chunk of fans that say get rid of him. Because fans don't look at the fact that we had Philly on the ropes for a stretch of that game.
Correct.
We did. The Dallas Cowboys, we stink in the first half and dominate the second half. Now, from a consistent basis, absolutely. I get where, I understand why people look at it from that perspective. But to act as if the Packers, if they're playing the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles in a playoff game, you don't think they have a fighting chance? I couldn't disagree more.
So
that's as is now.
Right.
Just think if you sprinkle, you grab a couple sprinklers and sprinkle in a little talent, all of a sudden that changes the dynamic too. But if you firmly believe that this team is far away from where they need to be in this weekend, playing on a weekend like this, there is literally no reason to keep Aaron Charles Rodgers if that's how you feel. I do not feel that way, and that's why I still want to keep Aaron Rodgers until that war horse falls off his, I don't know what a war horse rides, but whatever they do falls off of that.
Doesn't someone ride the war horse when the war horse be what's being ridden?
Could be. Yeah, it could be.
So, to some degree, this goes back to trading Davante Adams, right? Because that is a big piece you now are away that you weren't before. And even if you believe Christian Watson will evolve into a really, really, really good wide receiver, he's probably still going to have some inconsistency in his game in year two. Davante wasn't what he became when he was only in his second year. So you traded away one of the pieces that you're now missing. And it doesn't have to be a wide receiver. It could be a big-time, game-changing stud tight end.
Like everybody, it feels like everybody that's playing this weekend has.
Yeah, including the 49ers, who I don't know if you saw this on social media. Bob Tonyan was at their game wearing 49ers gear.
Oh, no. That's
supporting
IPT.
His buddy.
Oh, I missed that.
That's IPT.
I'll pass that
along
to you.
Let me tell you something, Bob. You ain't going to be playing for San Fran. I can assure you of that. That ain't happening.
So if you're saying that they're a couple of pieces away, what do you think they are? Because a big-time offensive
rusher.
Playmaker, whether it's a tight end or wide receiver that's developed into a legit number one or a legit stud tight end. And then, look, even with Rashawn Gary, they were not a great pass-rushing team, right? We saw flashes from Preston Smith, but I think he was exposed a little bit during the course of the season without Rashawn Gary, that he is not an elite level pass rusher. And not everyone can have two of them. I get it. Now Za'Darius Smith is doing the same act in Minnesota that he did in Green Bay, so I get it. But you don't have any, maybe Kingsley and Igbari gets you a little bit excited, but you don't have anybody in the pipeline where you're like, ooh, this guy's coming on, the way you saw from Rashawn Gary the previous year. So that's correct. Another shortcoming. You also allocated some resources. Do you think that they regret paying Devondre Campbell and then drafting Quay Walker? Like, the same thing you could say about you could have gone 8-9 with Jordan Love, a quarterback. You could have gone 8-9 with Quay Walker and Chris Barnes at inside linebacker, right? Instead of the five-year, $50 million deal that you gave. That was one of the reasons you wanted to be able to have that money for him.
You always have to look at when guys have breakout years like Devondre did, is it more about that or is it more about what you've shown your first 3 or 4 years? Why are you bouncing around the league? Is it just that you didn't have the right fit? So do I think they regret the Devondre Campbell contract now? Yeah. I don't think they'd pay it again, especially knowing they got Quay Walker and that they could, you know, spend some of those resources somewhere else. But hindsight is always 20/20. And Devondre Campbell, I still think, is a good football player. Is he what we see with the San Francisco 49ers? It's becoming very, very apparent that Green Bay looked at what San Fran did to them and beating them in the playoffs and said, we have to get better in the spots they're beating the tail on.
We need a Fred Varner.
They have not gotten it right at tight end yet. Not many people have a Kittle. They're working on getting it right in the middle. It's no longer, let's just get a tackle compiler and go ahead. It is, we need impact. Quay Walker's got that ability if he matures and if he continues to grow.
Right.
But these teams, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did it when they came in. They dominated the middle of the field with Gronk and with White, and I don't remember the other linebacker in the middle that they have. That's how they won that football game. Green Bay is looking at that, and they're trying to improve those spots. They're not there yet. And that's another thing I'm sure as this draft and free agent process unfolds, they're going to continue to look at.
Did you play Prize Picks during the weekend? I didn't get to talk to you yesterday.
I told Jesse yesterday I was bitterly disappointed because I was in Missouri. Missouri didn't let me play Prize Picks. So y'all that live in Wisconsin, y'all are lucky. You could have piled up the Doncic, and then we all told you, old boy's going to throw picks. We told you Joe Burrow's going to be under 270. We told you. So I left a little bit on the table because I was in Missouri, but you didn't need to do that. Prize Picks is easy to make it happen. You pick 2 to 6 players. I'm going to load up on Friday because I'm going to be in Wisconsin, a 25Xer. I'm not competing against other people. It's just me and the projections that are available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you want. Australian Open. Yep. LIV Golf. Sure. Combat fighting. Absolutely. And entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. Use that promo code WI. And if you deposit 100, Prize Picks will give you 100. Again, that's prizepicks.com, promo code WI.
Some Twitter trash or Twitter treasure next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
At least I got back in time for all the great things that happen on Tuesdays. Power Rankings Tuesday, the Badgers Outsider, and Twitter Trash or Twitter Treasure.
You only find two things on Twitter. Trash.
Yes, I love trash.
And treasure. Treasure. Brought to you by WM, the leading provider of comprehensive waste management services in North America. Learn about career opportunities in Wisconsin by visiting careers.wm.com.
Some fun ones today in Twitter Trash or Twitter Treasure presented by WM. First up, one of Tausch's old co-hosts when he used to do Sunday mornings on ESPN.
Yeah.
Remember Peter Burns?
Peter Burns, yes.
A lot with the SEC Network. He tweeted on Sunday morning,
If you don't have a dog in the fight between the Bills and Bengals today, you have to pull for Cincinnati. You do not want to give the NFL a dry run at a neutral site championship. If you open that door, they'll bid it out and ruin the best game environment they have each year. Twitter trash or Twitter treasure? Tausch?
Yeah, this is treasure, and I have to admit, so Florio obviously has sources in the NFL, and when he has written about 70 posts on this, and I keep thinking, this is absurd. Well, it's not absurd because he keeps pounding on this. The league and its owners love making money, and big money. This, honest to God, if this happens, and they do what Peter Burns is worried about, and now I'm worried about, the fans need to boycott. If Green Bay plays and earns the right to host an NFC championship game, and they decide to move it to Detroit because Detroit paying some money, there's enough corporate stuff that goes on down at Super Bowls over 2 weeks. You want to take away the best, only collegial atmosphere because you want to squeeze out another $50 million. Fans need to rise up if this happens and say no more. If you take away home games from teams that have earned the right, this wasn't a one-off. This obviously tragic scenario, you know, that happened in that Buffalo-Cincinnati game, and they needed to maneuver. But if they do this, we as fans, instead of sitting here and crying about stuff, don't buy the 60,000 tickets that down to Atlanta to go play. Say, no. We're not doing this. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but I would be sick, and Packer fans should be sick, if this would end up happening and Green Bay gets the one seed, and because the owners want to move it to Dallas because Jerry Jones and company are willing to pay bonko dollars. Shame on the NFL, and the fans need to rise up if that happens. That's why I didn't want Lambeau to host. You guys couldn't believe that. I don't want it. You earn it. These championship games need to stay where they are going to be. You already are talking about watering down the regular season. This will water it down another level. Please don't do this. I implore you. Don't.
I have nothing to add. He's 1,000% right. What is the point of earning? You've already made it so there's only one bye. The number one, like, and it would be all about the money grab. I was reading a piece by Albert Breer on the Monday Morning Quarterback site and talking about how this is something they had talked about as owners before the DeMar Hamlin situation created the possibility. They can sell sponsorship to the game. The AT&T NFC Championship game. And all these corporate partners would get all these tickets. And it would make more money than, even though the NFL runs the conference championship games, it would make even more money at neutral sites.
Will fans?
I don't know what they would do to stop it.
No.
Because if you boycott, they're selling the tickets to these corporations anyway. They don't care that you're boycotting.
Yeah, I know.
This is treasure, though. Next.
All right, we only got time for one more. Tausch, do you want Gary Ellerson, Joe Buck, or Ben Brust?
Ooh. Joe Buck.
Ah, okay. At Buck. It's Joe Buck's Twitter handle. A guy in line at Starbucks this morning, this was Sunday, in St. Louis, asked me if I was doing the Cowboys game today in San Francisco. Obviously, I said, yes, oh, bleep, and ran to my car. Won't he be surprised? Is this funny or not? Twitter trash or Twitter treasure?
It's trash. That's trash. I'm down on Joe Buck.
Ooh, what?
I think he's a good announcer, but I still don't understand why ESPN paid him and Aikman bonko dollars when they're pushing the Manning cast. And I know you guys think that that's the big game, the big games, and maybe it helped get a Super Bowl, but I think that's Joe Buck being smug. Trash.
He is smug. You call me Smuggy McGee. He is big time Smuggy McGee. Here was the next tweet he had, because I saw that one, and then I saw this one. Rick Banks tweeted him. He said, finally, I can watch NFL and MLB playoff games with the sound on. So Rick didn't like Joe Buck on baseball or football, and Joe Buck retweeted him and said, I'm happy for you and even more so for the people who are in that silent room with you all these years. Listening to you and your thoughts and your worries and what you would do as a manager or as a coach. Rejoice, friends of Rick Barnes, rejoice. Turn that sound on loud. Smug, but that was funny. I will give him that.
It's funny. Yeah, they're funny. I'm not a Buck guy anymore. I've come off the Joe Buck train.
And you're off the Romo train, too.
I am. I'm a Tirico guy. What do you want me to say? Big Mike.
That is Twitter Trasher, Twitter Treasure, presented by WM. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll power rank some announcing teams. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.